You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again from buildassetsonline.com. In this short episode, we're going to talk about dropshipping art prints. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? We're going to find out. But quick announcement, Mike. Membership is actually open this week. It's going to close at the end of the week, but just wanted to announce that real quick.
Yeah, if you're watching us at the time that it's coming out, the last week of October 2020, we have some spots opening up in the membership. So that's buildassetsonline.com/membership. We only open it for certain periods at a time. You get access to all of our courses, exclusive office hours where we do presentations, interviews with successful members and other people, private Discord community, as well as one-on-one coaching with Joe and I. So yes, if you're seeing this and you want to get in, buildassetsonline.com/membership. If you're watching it later, you can sign up and be alerted at buildassetsonline.com/playbook.
Yeah, and of course, you'll also get our free course if you go to the playbook one, or the online asset playbook is our free course. So dropshipping art prints. This is something that when we kind of first heard about dropshipping, at least when I first heard about it, I was like, oh man, like this seems like a good idea. And I think it's because it's like totally, it seems limitless. Like there's so many, you know, you can do things like use stock photos, buy royalty-free photos, maybe even make your own art. I started one of the first profitable businesses that I had online was print-on-demand coloring books. So that's some of the pros of dropshipping art prints, is that it's really easy to create and sell via print-on-demand. Very, very simple logistics. You know, if you're doing print-on-demand, someone will order from your store and then the print-on-demand supplier will ship it out. And it's not totally reliant on social media marketing because you can, in theory, and we have seen some sites do this, in theory, you can have, you can rank in Google for something like elephant art or like, you know, farmhouse art or like different quotes or something like that. But
yeah. We have a previous video where we go and look at other Shopify stores. And if people aren't familiar with exactly what we do, we specialize in dropshipping high ticket items. So we're talking at least $1,000 up to $3,000 and more. We actually sold a $30,000 item last week. But so we like having a lot more margin when it comes to doing products. But the good thing here is that, yes, Joe, like you said, there's search intent for certain art prints. So we were looking at a Shopify store once and they were ranking for different like farmhouse art things. They were ranking on Google. So the big issue with art prints is that unless you're a famous artist, they're basically commoditized. So you're not going to be selling an art print for more than $100. So your margin is going to be pretty minuscule. So you can't really pay for traffic. So if you're going to do it, yes, like Joe said, stick to something where there's going to be some sort of search intent. People searching farmhouse art print or surf art print. And so you can get free traffic through SEO, even through Pinterest, which is, don't do that. But yeah, free traffic will be the way to go. And then you can possibly scale that.
Yeah. Do not fall in the trap of trying to use social media like Facebook ads or Instagram or TikTok for selling stuff like this. You know, we go on in other videos, and I just want to say here real quick that's actually the hardest method online to selling things. Because think about it, when you buy something from one of those social platforms, it's not like, you know, I see this thing, I see an ad for it, and I'm like, oh my God, let me immediately go buy it. It's usually after multiple touch points, even on YouTube, you know, multiple touch points, seeing the person's videos multiple times, then I'll be like, okay, let me check out what they have to offer. And think about yourself in this example. If this is your first video watching us, you're not likely to run out. You're not going to go to buildassetsonline.com/membership and sign up for our course. I would be very surprised if you did that. Now, I'm not going to stop you, of course, but that's very unlikely to happen. And people get in this mindset of thinking they can do social media marketing for something like art prints when it's really silly, unless you are a professional artist or like a tattoo artist or that's like 100% your thing and you have a long-term plan for that. Just don't get into that on a whim. I think that's the mistake that people make.
Yeah. And that's the problem with social media marketing. That's a side people don't talk about, is that they think they can go viral and get really cheap clicks and get really cheap conversions subsequently. But that's actually the opposite of what's happening. People that are really dialed in to paid social media traffic are playing a very long game where they're going to spend a lot of money just to get in front of people, not trying to convert someone off of that first touch point. So like this video, you may see our video for the first time, and the chances of you going and buying one of our products is very small, but we may pique your interest, and now you're going to watch another video, and then another video, another video, another video. And now you're building up interest towards what we teach. And so after multiple touch points, which has cost us hours and a lot of time, you'll be a lot more likely to convert. So again, this is a game that can cost a lot of money. It can take a lot of time. And so if you're selling art prints, you only make $50, best case scenario, off of one particular print, then it's not really a game you want to play. If I had to do it, then it's like you said here, Joe, I would have art prints as an add-on to something more high ticket, to where I can get the high ticket traffic, get that sale, and make a good profit just off of that, and then upsell people at the end. Or, you know, if we're talking about the surfing example, you're selling surfboards, and then you want to sell these surfboard prints. You already have the audience to it because you've already acquired them at profit. So now you can try and sell them these additional art prints or what have you there. Or you can start a big store that is selling a huge collection of art prints with the goal of ranking for surf art print, farmhouse art print, puppy art print. And so, you know, you're planting 1,000 seeds because it doesn't cost you much to get these prints up. People will find them organically. You'll get free traffic, and then you'll make sales. So
yeah, keep in mind here, there's a lot of moving parts if you want to go about the search engine ranking part of this. So, you know, you're going to have to get the logistics of getting the designs created, getting them all uploaded, you know, making all the pages that they're going to rank on. You're probably going to have to build backlinks, set up your site architecture. So it is a lot. I'm not trying to make it seem easy. So that's why we recommend doing dropshipping the way we teach it, selling high ticket products, not really going for these massive volumes of sales. We have actually sold our prints on a store that we used to have. We ended up selling the store, but it just so happened that one of our high ticket suppliers that was selling a bunch of other things, they had a catalog of like 3,000 art prints. So what we did was we just bulk uploaded the art prints because in a CSV, because they had it perfectly set up. So it was one click uploaded into the CSV. And then Mike, I think you actually set it up in its own ad group on Google Ads. And we set the bid super low, super, super low, maybe like 5 cents, 10 cents. And then, you know, we'd sell a couple of them a month, extra $200 a month, you know, small potatoes compared to when we were selling one of the high ticket items on the store, but still, you know, nothing to sneeze at the end of the day.
Yeah. And so like those were actually a lot more designer, and some of them actually got pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it depends the type of art prints you're trying to get into. And so, you know, those were also framed, and so you have like costs associated with that. But yeah, if that's something you want to get into and you have the ability to sell more expensive art prints, then it could be a good idea. In that case, Joe, we were very conservative with it because, you know, I wasn't sure how people were going to respond to, you know, seeing random art and buying it, but people do buy it. And even though that was a very competitive space, not just in terms of the art prints itself, but that particular supplier had a lot of people that were also selling it. So it wasn't just us that was selling that brand's art prints. It was like 25 to 50 others. But, you know, we did the Google Ads properly, and therefore we were able to make it work.
Yeah. So that's about it for this one, guys. If you want to see the video we talked about where we go through that website and look through the people successfully selling art prints, just search for Build Assets Online Shopify Exchange Review, and you'll find that. We went over a bunch of different Shopify stores, what was good, what was bad. And of course, don't forget buildassetsonline.com/playbook for our free course, buildassetsonline.com/membership. It's open this week, going to be closed next week. So hope to see you on the inside, and
take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.